This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Just how important is it for them that they've got the likes of Barca and Atletico to keep them competitive and keep them driving in the league?
I mean, you see the result they had at Atletico, that 4-0. Then, you know, that if nothing else is going to focus your mind, that will. And I think, yeah, keeping your players, you know, at that optimum level for Champions League football is important. They've had some good results against Schalke. Last year, they met them at this stage, almost a year to the week in 2014. They went to Schalke and won 6-1 with Bale, Benzema and Ronaldo all getting two each. In fact, they beat them 9-2 in aggregate over the two legs. I wouldn't be altogether surprised if we saw lots of goals in this fixture again. Schalke conceded the most goals of any of the teams who made it out of the group stages, conceded 14 goals in total. So, you know, they're particularly porous at the back. And Real Madrid aren't the sort of team who sit back and just, you know, just are happy to win 2-0. They usually go for it. I really wouldn't be surprised to see Real Madrid win by three clear goals here. -2 on the handicap is probably something I'd look at. Interestingly enough, in terms of the Champions League top scorer, Ronaldo isn't the favourite at the minute because he's a few goals off the top scorers. I think he's 4 off Adrian and 3 off Messi. He could get a couple in this game, and he could even get a couple in the return leg as well. So one little bet on the goal scorers, top goal scorer market in the Champions League would be Ronaldo now. After this double headed leg, then he could be right back in it with a shout for the top scorer. I think they'll win comfortably here and put kind of any lingering issues they've had in La Liga to bed and get back into the Champions League in fine form. Schalke just too open at the back for Real Madrid for me.
Okay, fair enough. And yeah, and did Schalke come through? I mean, if you look at Schalke's group, you take Chelsea out of it. It's a pretty poor group when you've only got to finish with more points than Sporting Lisbon and Maribor.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
Perhaps if they hadn't been drawn in such a group, they wouldn't have made it this far anyway.
Two loads of goals in the two games against Sporting Lisbon, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think one of them was 4-3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Chelsea beat them 5-0 away from home. You know, you're talking about a Chelsea team who they rarely do that to teams. I mean, they can, but they don't bother.
Yeah.
You know, so how open are Schalke if they allowed that? Schalke open up. And the other thing is, Schalke at home in the first leg, they have to score the goals. They have to go for it in the first leg because, you know, obviously they're going to be massive outsiders going to Madrid. So, you know, they've got to be open. And what we know from Schalke is if they're open, and attacking, then they're going to be open at the back. So, I'd play -2 for Real Madrid. I'd even go something like over 4.5 goals in this match. Because we've seen over 5.5 and over 6.5 in Schalke's group games. Why wouldn't that happen again with arguably the world's best attacking force on show?
Yep, fair enough. It's 13-5 then if you want to play Real Madrid -2. Overs on the goals, over 3.5 is 5-4. Over 4.5 is 3-1. Any other bets in this game, Lee?
What, keep going up? How far do they go with the overs?
They go to over 5.5 is 13-2. That's as high as we go.
I'm not saying that's going to land, but I wouldn't mind having a little bet on that.
Yeah.
Over 6.5 landed last year in this game. I can see the same thing, similar thing happening. It might be just a stretch too far that, but it could be fun to watch if the goals do start to go in.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got the match result and 4 or more goals in the match as well. That's 6-4 for Real Madrid. And you never, ever see that market with such a short price. So the trade.
No, you don't, do you?
It's the same regards to the headline offer as well. Ronaldo to score in a Real Madrid win is 5-4. Those are normally 3-1 and big.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.